I've been thinking of what I could have available between the weekly episodes. I've decided I'm going to open up the archives, share some of the thoughts, ideas I've shared with GMs, GSMs, and sales managers over the years. I hope you enjoy them and find them informative. Let me know what you think. So here we go, ideas from the archives.
Here are the 34 keys to running a successful used car operation. Number 1, nothing bad happens when you sell a car. Number 2, processes, rules, and write-ups will never effectively replace shared values and beliefs. Number 3, when the customer doesn't buy right now, it's our fault, not theirs. Number 4, a used car should never lose money. Number 5, values plus beliefs multiplied by decisions plus actions equal results. Number 6, our current process is perfectly designed to give us our current results. Number 7, 75% of the time a used vehicle will retail somewhere between $2,500 and $3,500 over whatever the current wholesale replacement value is, regardless of the market, where we start, or what we believe. Number 8, aging creates losses, maintaining an average age of stock under 25 days and an average age of sale under 30 days will give us stable and profitable deals. Number 9, the speed of your ready for retail and the speed of your retail process is more important than the volume of your inventory. Number 10, buying cars to have cars only ends up just covering the pavement. Make sure you are buying every car to have some sort of selling advantage, not just to have an inventory volume advantage. Number 12, trades are your first best source of stock. If they have a trade, they got it made. Number 12, when you attempt to devalue their trade, you're really only devaluing your trade in figure. Get excited about the trade, and they will be excited about your number. Number 13, stale bread sells for a discount or goes in the trash. If your aging or reserve policy disappeared tomorrow, it would not change the outcome. Salespeople know what cars are stale, and so do your prospects. Number 14, controlling recon is about completing as much work as possible as cheaply as possible. It's not about doing as little work as you can get away with. Better vehicles sell better. Number 15, no one makes a $25,000 decision based solely on conversation or chicken scratches on a napkin. Professional write-ups create professional results. Number 16, if your people stink in a particular area, it's our fault, not theirs. Train daily, do one-on-ones, and manage by walking around. Lead your people and the numbers will take care of themselves. Number 17, if a salesperson goes 3 days without a sale, their next sale will likely be a loser or take 10 days to complete. Lead your people and the numbers will take care of themselves. Number 18, life happens on the showroom, in the bullpen, and outside. Manage by walking around, not by telegraph. Number 19, if you look like a professional, you will be treated like a professional. Number 20, if something is not measured, it is not managed. Reports and data aren't just numbers, they are the feedback from your process. Number 21, a salesperson who does a four-pounder may have just got lucky. A salesperson who sells a car to someone who said over and over again that they weren't buying did something special. Celebrate accordingly. Number 22, it is not the customer's responsibility to get us to do our job. Make 100% demo, 100% write-up offer to purchase, part of your culture, 100% of the time. Number 23, the customer's first offer is not their best or final offer, it simply identifies them as a buyer. Number 24, do not mistake buying signs for objections. Number 25, sell what you can see, don't see what you can sell. This is the difference between order fulfillment and selling. Number 26, if they don't buy today, there's always a reason. It was either you, the machine, or the money. They really aren't walking for the reason they are telling you. Number 27, if a vehicle ages, there's always a reason. It was you, the machine, or the money. Number 28, your appointment board reflects nothing more than your lead management competency. Number 29, You are only as good as your people. Make them better and the results will show. Number 30, mediocre sales organizations come to work to sell cars to people ready to buy. Professional organizations come to work to sell everyone. Number 31, the only prospect you do not sell is the one you give up on. Recognize the moment you surrender and get ATO. Number 32, the customer sees us long before we know they are looking. Your online display, your physical display, your social media and online reviews must be perfect. Number 33, the most effective use of your time is not always the most efficient. Don't do someone else's job, train them to do it better than you. Maximum wage employees should not be doing minimum wage jobs. Number 34, and this is most important. The difference is you.
So let me know. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Or are you somewhere in the middle? Let me know what you think. I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll see you next time. Remember, like, follow, share, subscribe. The more people are involved with this, the better it gets. Thank you again, and have a fantastic day.